Thank you very much, Sophie. You might all have heard of the problems of retail store House of Fraser. The Chapelfield store is no exception, and its future is still uncertain. On a happier note, the Norwich Airport gets the thumbs up as it gets a good satisfaction rating, and the University of East Anglia is in the news as its former students discover a rare bird, and author Lee Child gives his writing archive to the university.
House of Fraser's landlord in Norwich is keeping its cards close to its chest over the store's future. In two properties, which runs Chapelfield Shopping Centre, where the department store is located, said negotiations were continuing with House of Fraser's new owners about the rent paid on its branches. The retailer is a tenant in four INTO shopping centres, including Chapelfield and Lakeside in Essex. While INTO said it could not comment on the discussions, it hinted that stores would be assessed on their value to the landlord and consumer, as well as their capacity to stay relevant. Its Norwich store was among the 28 branches due to be spared from closure in a company voluntary arrangement agreed with creditors in June. After bargaining with landlords, Sports Direct tycoon Mr. Ashley has managed to save around seven House of Fraser stores, including in Oxford Street, Telford and Plymouth. But the billionaire, who has pledged to save 47 of its 59 outlets, has warned time is running out for the remainder of the estate.
Norwich Airport has been named among the top 10 in the UK in a consumer poll. A customer satisfaction survey by Which? Placed the city's airport joint ninth with Inverness, with a score of 68%. Passengers gave the airport 5 stars for its baggage reclaim and 4 for its security queues and toilets. Its passport control queues received 3 stars. It comes after the airport was ranked as very good in an accessibility study by the UK Civil Aviation Authority in July. Richard Pace, managing director at Norwich Airport, said, "We're continuing to invest in the passenger experience and opened our brand new duty-free shop in July, which has transformed the retail experience at the airport. And in November, we will welcome a new food and drink concession." The Which survey says that passengers have a better experience when flying from smaller airports, and we certainly agree. In the Which poll, the UK's smaller airports generally scored higher than their larger counterparts. Exeter and Bournemouth airports, owned and run by the same company as Norwich Airport, Rigby Group, were placed 5th and 6th, with scores of 72% and 71% respectively. Luton Airport was named the UK's worst airport, scoring 35%, after passengers expressed concern about its toilets, staff and queues.
A team of researchers, including 2 Norwich postgraduate students, have rediscovered one of the rarest birds in the world. Matthew Gardner and David Pereira, University of East Anglia master's students, set out on a 3-month expedition to find the Bahama nuthatch and other endemic species on the island of Grand Bahama. The species, which lives exclusively in a native pine forest, had been feared extinct following the catastrophic damage caused by Hurricane Matthew in 2016 and had not been found in subsequent searches. It is now feared that there could only be 2 left, placing the species on the verge of extinction.
The creator of one of modern literature's most famous characters has donated his archive to the University of East Anglia. Lee Child, who dreamed up Jack Reacher, has made the donation to UEA's British Archive for Contemporary Writing. Mr. Child is one of the world's most popular, celebrated and highly acclaimed crime and thriller writer, and the winner of numerous international awards, including the Crime Writers Association Diamond Dagger. His creation of Jack Reacher in 1997 led to a global publishing phenomenon. Mr. Child has so far published 23 Jack Reacher novels and numerous short stories and sold more than 100 copies worldwide in 49 languages and 101 territories. The archive includes early drafts, manuscripts and correspondence relating to the Jack Reacher series. It provides insights into the initial creation of one of English literature's most enduring characters. Mr. Child said, "For those of us out in the field, UEA has a reputation as the writer's university, with a terrific faculty and a great student body. So I thought it was the ideal venue for a peek behind the curtain, where students and readers can get a sense of what's involved in professional, commercial authorship."
A Norwich photographer has played a key part in the global launch of Nikon's newest camera. Nikon are the latest company to harness Rob Whitworth's visual wisdom, commissioning the Norwich-based artist to create a striking flow motion film set in Tokyo for one of the biggest camera launches in the company's history. He said, 10 photographers were invited to take part in the launch, and then two of us were invited to speak at the launch event. The photographer, who grew up in Framlingham, graduated from Norwich University of the Arts in 2005. His career exploded in 2011 when a film culminating a year's worth of photos taken in Ho Chi Minh City received more than 1 million online views in just 3 days. Since then, the father of two stacked up a resume of huge international projects, including creating the BBC 2018 World Cup title sequence and the Cities episode of Human Planet, which earned him a BAFTA. The film follows its main character through wide sweeping shots of the metropolis, seamlessly moving between urban skylines and peaceful Japanese water gardens. Last year, he made a film focused on Norwich Cathedral to help promote tourism in the city.
Just a brief last feature now, as Andrew Clark of the Evening News visits a Marilyn Monroe exhibition in Bury St Edmunds and says the appeal of some screen stars is timeless. So what is it that turns a star into an icon? The article is read by Sophie Yeomans.